Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. God is awesome and amazing. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you, choir. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Let me adjust the mic levels a little. I want to run over. I want to be filled, like Ephesians says, that God will fill you with all the fullness of God. I can't even imagine what that's like, but I want it. Amen. I want to be filled with all the fullness of God. If all of you want to be filled up, just say, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Amen, amen, and amen. It is definitely good to be in the house of the Lord again. I sing greetings from the pastor and first lady who's in absent today. We thank you all for just coming out and being with us today. For the word says, forsake not the gathering, you know, of those among us, so in the church. So we want to say thank you for coming on out and doing what the word of God says. Just gather together and worship God. So we're going to continue the messages that the pastor has been bringing forth on debt-free living. Have you gotten anything out of the debt-free living messages? Yeah. Amen. Amen. I mean, just for me, just having to take the information to get out of debt is just a testimony already, because I remember a time where I couldn't get no debt. I remember a time, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to worry about getting out of debt because I can't want nobody giving me none. But now I can use the word of God to go the opposite direction. Amen. Amen. So the last couple weeks, I know the first lesson of the debt-free living, we talked about God's pattern for funding the ministry. And then last week, the pastor talked about God's his pattern for funding each one of us as believers for personal provision. And today we're going to talk about sowing to receive. Amen. Sowing to receive. So debt-free living part three, sowing to receive. The pastor has been going over the same theme that, you know, during this series, that it's time to do things God's way. You know, let's get out of debt God's way. So this will be a continuation of it's time to do things God's way. We'll open up this morning with our first scripture, Romans 13. Romans 13, verse 11. Romans 13 says, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. See, now is our salvation. Our salvation is our deliverance. I mean, now, right now, our deliverance is nearer than when we believe. When I'm talking about deliverance today, because I'm speaking about debt relief, right now, your total debt-free is nearer than you believe. How many of you can believe God for being totally debt-free? Raise your hand. I can. I mean, some of us is bigger than others because we got more debt than others, but I want to believe that God said he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen? Amen. And when he get us out of debt, don't run back and get in there no more. You know, been there, done that too also. You know, I mean, because when God is delivering us, you know, from out of debt, it's just not so that we can go splurging, you know, in fancy cars and all that other stuff just to get back in debt. You know, we want to just do things God's way. We want to do things that favor his righteous cause, you know. So let's look at the next passage of scripture with Psalms 35, 27. And it's already on the screen for me. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yet let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. See, that verse right there tells you that God has pleasure in you prospering. God has pleasure in us prospering. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So we should all be prospering. We should be out of debt and have plenty more to put in store. It's like an obligation for Christians, you know, because God wants you to prosper, to have line your life up along with the word of God says. Amen. All right, so let's just walk in debt-free living. Let's work together on getting out of debt so that when it's time to, when God tells you to do something with those finances, you have it. You have it to do something with, because, you know, money is a tool. We'll get to that in a little bit. But it's just a tool for, you know, to get God's work accomplished. It's time to do things God's way. Let's look at the John 18, 33 and 36 as we look at Jesus. Auntie told me to go ahead and stop and pray. So let's stop and pray. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for being in the midst. We thank you, Father, for using Anshawana to as a guide, Lord. For you said, Lord, to trust in you, Lord, and your guide is, Lord, in the right path, oh God. Dear Lord, I thank you right now, God, for being in the midst, Father. Dear Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, for coming through, Lord. We thank you for being here, Lord, during the as we praised you, Father, for you told us that you dwell in the praises of your people, oh God. Dear Lord, we come to you today, Lord, to just minister, Lord, to hear what it is, exactly what you have to say to each and every one of us, oh God. And we ask that you speak to us clearly and boldly, Father, so we know exactly the next step that you will have us take, God. We do trust in you to guide our path today, oh God. Thank you so much for being in the midst. We receive from you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Now everything seems to work a little better. All right. Praise God. All right. So there are two systems at work, God's way and the devil's way. Well, let's look at John 18, verse 33 through 36. John 18, verse 33 through 36. It says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest has delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. See, the word kingdom there, we was looking at kingdom because he says, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus came back and said, my kingdom is not of this world. Kingdom means like dominion or a sphere of influence. So the kingdom of God is the manner of which God operates. And the kingdom of the world is the manner of which the world operates. So, because Satan has dominion of the unredeemed world, then kingdom of the world is actually the kingdom of Satan. So like we were saying, there's two systems of operating here, God's way and the devil's way. And we want to look at that as it pertains to debt relief. You know, we're faced with a choice when we come to debt relief, getting out of debt. We can do things God's way or we can do things the world's way. You know, a lot of us have already, if you've tried getting out of debt before, then it is most likely that you've tried the world's way already. You know, the world's way does like debt consolidation, bill consolidations, second mortgages, credit counseling, bankruptcy, you know, all those types of things to help get you out of debt. But God's way, you know, God's way is seed time and harvest. Amen. The issue with the world's way is, you know, the more we pay our bills off, the more we start to get out of debt. How many of you know the higher your credit limit goes, the more debt everybody want to give you? You know, as you go through and progress that way, the system, you know, the world system is just set up that way to try to throw more debt on you. So like I said at the beginning, we don't want to be relieved from this debt. You don't want God to supernaturally relieve you from this debt just to go fill it back up again, because the world's way will promote that. I want you to know, as soon as you start paying something off, oh, let's jack your credit card limit up. Hey, let's send you some more offers in the mail. You might have not seen no offers in 6 months, and all of a sudden you got 10 offers in your mailbox. Come on, just sign up for one of these. Don't be tempted. Don't be tempted to do it, because God will get you out of debt. Don't be tempted to run on back in there. John 10:10, it says, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil's way, he's always doing what he's trying to do. He's always coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So don't get caught up in going back into that debt once we go ahead and get released from that. Amen? Amen. Who's ready to get released from that debt? I am. I'm with you. Amen. Amen. I'm ready for it to go. All right, God's way of debt release. See, the way God's system works is through what I just mentioned. It's called seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Let's look at that at Genesis 8:22. Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Seed time and harvest. So these rules right here, what God established in the word, can be applied to our finances. See, God's system, unlike the world's system, God's system is based on giving and receiving. It's the exact opposite of the world system that tells you, hey, gather all your little pennies up, scatter them up, put them under your mattress and save them, you know, and do all that. God is not about hoarding. He's about, his principle is give and receive. So some people, you know, may think that that's kind of crazy, you know. I mean, you know, and I understand that. I understand different perspectives. Although I've been indoctrinated in the word, you know, since a youth. And so giving is just, I don't know, it must mean, it's just been in me. I don't know if it came from my parents, from God, from whatever, but I've always been a giver. That's just part of who I am, you know. But I can still see the perspective of others who, you know, are maybe saving and they really need to pay off something. Let's say the bill was $700 and it's a really important bill to get paid off. It doesn't make sense the world's way. If you don't have $700, all you have is $150 and you need to pay the $700 bill to say, hey, God, where can I sow this $150 at? You know, and expect a harvest back from that. That sounds crazy, right? I mean, you can be honest, we in church. I mean, so that sounds kind of crazy, but that's how God operates. That's how God operates. He said, give and it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Matthew 13, verse 3, it says, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. You see, a farmer, I don't know, if, you know, how many farmers we got in here, but a farmer has to sow if he expects to receive a harvest. It is vital that you begin to see money as a means to an end, as just a seed. See, you work in order to get seed to plant it into good ground. Money is just a tool that God uses to further the gospel. So we should, once we plant that seed, we should live on the harvest. Just like a farmer plants a seed, a farmer doesn't go and eat the seeds. You know, I mean, somebody eats seeds. I heard sunflower seeds are good. I don't eat those. But, you know, if in the context of a farmer, if he ate all his seeds before he put them in the ground, where would the harvest be? There wouldn't be. There wouldn't be a harvest. You know, so the farmer sows it into good ground, you know, and lives off of the harvest. And then come again, when the harvest time comes, when the farmer comes in and takes in all the crops or whatever it is that he's farming right now, he doesn't take all that harvest and not think about what's coming up into the next year. You know, sometimes they use those resources to make sure they have more seeds to plant for the next year. So if a farmer took all his crops up, took all his harvest and just used it all and didn't save any for next year, what kind of harvest will he have next year? Nothing. Nothing, because he didn't have anything to plant. But we should live off of that harvest and remember to re-sow seeds. So this concept of giving and receiving is a consistent concept. Like, you don't just give one time. You want to be like that farmer who can get his harvest season after season after season after season. Seed time, harvest. Seed time, harvest. Seed time, harvest. So we must continuously sow so that we can continuously reap. I just couldn't imagine a farmer doing really well, even because we got a lot of farmland around here. Farmer did really well and sold, you know, 30, 40, 50, 100 acres, whatever he did, and had a really good harvest. I cannot imagine that farmer not sowing again. That's his livelihood. You know, the harvest is where it's at, not the seed. Don't eat your seeds, sow your seeds so that you can expect a harvest. It's time to do things God's way. Now, I got just 5 strategies here for sowing. Number 1 is to renew your mind. Romans 12, verse 2. Let's look at the scripture. Romans 12, 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and a perfect will of God. See, we have to renew our mind, and we have to renew our mind through the word. So we have to get in here, like the work, the scriptures that I'm going over today, the scriptures about finances, about sowing and reaping, we need to renew our mind with those scriptures. Because if you're going out, you know, and you're so, and you have that mindset, like let's go back to the previous example. You got a $700 bill and you only got $150 left. If you have the mindset that you're losing, when you give that seed to where God tells you to give that seed to, if your mindset is still, oh man, I'm out of $150. This is crazy. I don't see how this is going to work. And it's not going to work because you have to renew your mind. You know, then you're just losing money at that point. You know, if you don't believe it, if you're not following God, you know, for sowing, then you're just wasting. You are just wasting your last 150 instead of getting your 700 back, because you have to renew your mind. You have to repeat those scriptures, you know, that line up with the word of God as far as giving and receiving. So just renew your mind. It is important to get the word in your heart on the subject of giving. So the first thing was just renewing your mind, just understanding God's way of doing of debt release, which is giving and receiving. And it's for those, I mean, for those of you who may not be convinced, you know, that this work, I don't know how else, whether the way to tell you, but it works. You know, I've been giving and receiving for as long as I can remember, and it works. And God has just never, ever let me down. You know, no matter how far I ran away from him, God's principles didn't change. You know, God's principles didn't change. God would still allow me to reap the harvest of the seeds that have been sown in my life. And he's still continuously doing it. You know, my life runs on God's goodness. My everything, my family runs on God's goodness. My business runs on God's goodness. Everything hinges off of God's goodness. I have what I have right now because of God. So I have way more than I had 10 years ago, you know, now. God has just been miraculously doing what he does. You know, me and my wife decided we wanted to do some real estate stuff on the side several years ago to start on real estate. And how many know God blessed that? God blessed the business in Ahoskie. We have a small business in Ahoskie, you know, and everybody says, hey, you can't make it in Ahoskie, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. And it is hard and it's tough and it's difficult. But how many know I reap the harvest of giving and receiving all the time, because I don't know how to do it all. I don't have it all figured out. But God has supernaturally blessed our life, our business, to be in business for 10 plus years, for us to, you know, have provided all kind of jobs for the different families in the communities. And the real estate side is just ridiculously crazy. I mean, God is just pouring stuff into our life over and over and over and over. And it's not because of anything that I have done. It's not the smart, I'm not super smart in a financial guy to make all of this stuff work. My life is truly the result of giving and receiving. Because if I didn't know how to do anything else, I know how to give. You know, we just give. I mean, we give and we give and we give. I don't have a couch in my house right now because my wife gave it away. Okay? She's trying to get me to go couch shopping. I just haven't had time. But you know what I'm saying? We don't have a couch right now in the living room. We're just sitting there because my wife likes giving too. So you got two giving people. We can't help but win. You know what I'm saying? Because we'll give and we'll give and we'll give and we'll watch God do his thing, because he never lacks. So some of y'all might think that's crazy. Why are you sitting on the floor in the living room? I don't know why my wife gave the couch away. She must have felt like somebody had a need and God directed her to give it away, you know? But I already know that it's coming, and I'm going to have a whole house full of furniture somewhere. And I do. And I got a whole house full of furniture. God just blessed us with another house, and we just furnished it last week, you know? And I'm just thinking about that right now. Like, oh, God already gave us a whole another house of furniture. Thank you. But another Airbnb that we was able to start. And all that is because of God. I'm not standing here to brag about nothing that I've done. I want you to understand that it's not me. I am merely here telling you that God works. We have at least 20 properties now, you know, worth over $1 million, you know, and it's from nothing. Like, I've not, nothing. Nothing. I remember just a little while ago in Atlanta, sleeping on a friend's couch, not having gas in my car. Me and my son sleeping on one couch at a friend's house and didn't have gas to put in the car. Nothing. I didn't have gas to move the car down the street. But God, But God, no matter how far I ran away from him, he remembers the seed time and the harvest. The seed time and the harvest. And I've been harvesting and harvesting and harvesting. And still, my wife is even sowing seeds to the day. So I'm telling you, it works, guys. It works. Seed time and harvest. There's nothing else I can attribute it to. The success that we have had, even though how little it may be, God is a man of his word. God's word works. Amen. God word work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we are on two. Sow into good ground. We got to trust God for direction on giving. Like we said earlier, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So trust God and allow him to tell you how to give. You know, if God puts on your heart to give something to somebody, you know, just give it away. Don't try to hold on so tight to your seed. You know, if you hold your seed, it can never get put in the ground and it can never reap a harvest. Let the seed go. Let it go. Let it go. Number three is give expecting to receive. So I expect God to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. So you should too. Give expecting to receive. Like the verse I mentioned earlier was Luke 6 and 38. Let me put that on. 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. That's it. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, with it all shall be measured to you again. So when you give, expect God to do what he said he's going to do. Expect God to bless, you know, come back and bless you. Expect the harvest time. Expect God to be God in your life. Hallelujah. Expect God to be God. So this, even the electrical business where we specialize in generators and stuff, God, it was so many people that said, oh, you can't, you know, do that business here in Ahoskie. You know, it's not enough population over here. You should move to the bigger city. But God. You know, so our business had, I'm hesitant here because God is still over here, but our business had over $2 million in revenue sales last year. Somebody can't tell me that there is a God. Okay, there is a God. We are in Ahoskie, North Carolina, and God is just pouring out. You know, he is just pouring out. And I really want somebody to grasp that it's nothing that we've done. You know, it's not us. We're not no super smart, business savvy people. It is God's blessings being poured out over our life. Amen. That is God's blessing. That is a direct result of giving and receiving. Because that's about one thing that I can say I've done right for most of my life. I did a lot of running from God, you know, a lot of running. But thankfully, you know, that was already ingrained in me to give, you know, to pay my tithes, you know, every time we get paid, just pay our tithes and expect God to come back and do his thing. And he did. And he does. And his principles don't change. You know, for those of you who think you might have ran far or running away from God, his principles of giving and receiving doesn't change. So you give, it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give back into your bosom? Our God is a good God, and he's truly worthy to be praised. Amen? Hallelujah. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. All right, number four. So number four strategy for sowing is remember that a seed grows down before it grows up. So that's just saying that allow some time for your seed to manifest. We don't know exactly what God's timing look like, you know, but that's just like a farmer planting a seed in the ground and just standing over there like, I don't see nothing yet. Been about 10 minutes. I don't see nothing yet. But no, the word of God in Mark 4:28, it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. So we need to, you know, plant that word of God in our heart, plant those seeds. We need to say our faith scriptures that we found that goes along with giving and receiving. You know, say those faith scriptures and then act on your faith. But just allow some time, you know, because we don't know exactly what God's timing is for that harvest. Just continually, over and over, just say those faith scriptures. You can say those faith scriptures several times a day, but still be expecting God to do exactly what he said he was going to do, which is you give, he's going to give back unto you. Amen? Amen. And the fifth and the last strategy for sowing is to help others with a similar need. Help others. If you want God to release you from your debt, sow the seed of debt release into somebody else's life. So the same forces you exert to help someone out of their debt opens the door for God to get you out of your debt. And that same scripture we looked at earlier, Luke 6:38, right at the end of that Luke 6:38, it says, "For with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again." So if you want to buy a debt-free car, help somebody else purchase their debt-free car. You know, that's what we mean by just help others with a similar need. I mean, if somebody else needs their IRS debt canceled, you know, or you need your IRS debt canceled, help somebody else with their tax debt. You know, I mean, help others with a similar need and allow God to just sow back, pour back into your life. Allow him just to pour back into your life because he'll do it. God doesn't not a man that he should lie, amen? And if God said give and get, and it shall be given back to you, guess what? Give and it's coming back to you, amen? So we wanted to begin today by just applying these principles, those five strategies for sowing, just apply them to your life. You know, you got to renew your mind, sow into good ground, give expecting to receive. Remember that a seed grows down before it comes up, and help others with a similar need. So turn away from the world system of debt release, of trying to hold on to everything, and cleave to God's method of seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. You are guaranteed to reap a harvest every time. You are guaranteed to reap a harvest every time. Every time you sow the seed that God has told you to sow, there will be a harvest every single time. It's time to do things God's way. Amen? Amen, amen and amen. So we are going to have Holy Communion today. If we can get the communion scriptures on the screen.